Welcome to the Sheriff's Report with your host, Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich. Each week, Ozzie brings you up to date on the challenges and progress here in Spokane County as seen through his eyes. The Sheriff's Report is sponsored by Keep Washington Competitive. Now, here's Ozzie.
Radio base to the Sheriff. Come in, Sheriff.
Well, good afternoon, folks. Today we're going to talk a little bit about an initiative that's coming up on the ballot in April, and it is to renew, and I stress renew, a 0.1% sales tax initiative that was passed in 2008 to ensure that our public safety radio communication network, which means law and fire and EMS services, to ensure that our radio infrastructure was rebuilt and to ensure that next generation 911 funding, Alert Spokane, which is a process where 911 can alert certain sections of the county or the city as to what kind of emergency we're dealing with, if you have to evacuate. We also, at that time, were able to bring Crime Check back, because if you remember, in 2004, Crime Check was defunded due to economic considerations. And Crime Check being defunded really hurt law enforcement's ability to know what was going on in our community and to effectively fight property crimes. It is very evident because the year after Crime Check went away, property crimes plummeted as far as statistically. Now, did we do anything to change the fact that property crimes were happening? No, it was your ability to report those instances that went away. And it stayed that way until Crime Check came back after you passed this this initiative. In 2009, property crimes statistically came right back up, and our ability to know what was going on in your neighborhoods increased. And since that time, you know, property crimes kind of leveled off around 2011-ish, 2012, and we have seen a decrease in property crimes, especially in the unincorporated area and the valley, for the last 2 to 3 years. So our ability to know what's going on, your ability to report property crimes and all crimes is really key. And this initiative brought Crime Check back. Some of the things that we worked on when you passed this the last time, we did rebuild the emergency communication system. We had towers that were in severe problems. If you remember back before the initiative passed, we actually had radio towers that were collapsing. We replaced those towers. We added several more. And now, instead of our deputies and firefighters not having coverage in certain sections of the county, and they were fairly large sections of the county, we've narrowed those gaps to just a very narrow range of areas that we don't have effective communication. We were very successful in rebuilding the infrastructure. We were very successful in getting the Alert Spokane, which is our ability to reach out to you and tell you where emergencies are and when and if you need to evacuate. The bottom line, we did exactly what we said we were going to do with this tax. And I really believe that this is a very important issue for us to continue, because now that we've built the system, unless we maintain it, we'll end up right back where we were in 2007 with a system that is antiquated, with a system that is actually going downward rather than expanding and growing. So the maintenance of this communication system is paramount. With me in studio today is Chief Brian Collins from the Spokane Valley Fire District. And Chief, it's kind of a summary of where we were. And why don't you kind of give us an idea of what the ballot is going to be on, what's going to be on the ballot in April in reference to this renewal, and where we're heading for in the future.
Well, Sheriff, as you, I think you did a really good job painting a picture of where the county was communication-wise. It wasn't a lot different place than a lot of the country, honestly, was in prior to our post 9/11, for sure, and up till we saw these systems starting to be upgraded, and interoperability becoming a reality. Sometime in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, and 2008 here in Spokane County. So, where we're at now is the extension of this sales tax will be on the ballot in April. Folks will get their ballots early April, be able to vote on it by the end of the month, and get those ballots turned back in. The passage of this proposition allows us to continue what we've built over the last few years. It was a very expensive system. These systems are very technology reliant, and they constantly require upgrading. And just like your computer systems, because they are just very complicated computer systems that allow both our radio traffic and our computer-aided dispatch traffic to occur. So they require constant upgrading. This will allow us to continue to maintain and upgrade and service those systems that are in place. A big component of this is that it does allow the continuous crime check to continue to happen, and crime check generates roughly 250,000 calls a year, and that crime check allows those calls to be diverted away from 911. So emergency call takers are not necessarily fielding those calls in place of 911 emergencies that are also occurring, and that's a big volume, big call load.
One of the things I think that people may not have realized prior to the passage of this initial 1/10, but when Crime Check went away in 2004, all those calls that used to go to Crime Check suddenly went to 911 as far as the emergency calls, because a lot of people don't realize that Crime Check actually predates 911 in this community. Crime Check is so ingrained in the community that even emergency calls, people use Crime Check. You know, we stress 911, but the Crime Check is so ingrained in our community that many people use Crime Check. So when Crime Check went away, a huge amount of that call volume went to 911, and they couldn't handle that. We were actually getting busy signals when people would call into 911, and I'll never forget it. One night at about 10:30 at night, an 80-year-old lady that I know called me and said, "Sheriff, somebody's trying to break into my house." I said, "Did you call 911?" "I tried. I got a busy signal." I had to literally dial dispatch, relay the message. We got people there, in very short order. But, you know, Brian, not a lot of people have my personal cell phone. And, to call me and go, "Hey, I need help." That was one of the key things that this initiative, this tax back in 2008, accomplished, was we were able to take that pressure off 911. We reestablish the crime check, and people don't get that busy signal anymore.
Right, and the public doesn't expect, nor should they expect, to receive a busy signal when they dial 911. That 250,000 calls represents probably close to 100% of our 911 call volume. I think our 911 emergency call volume in here in the county is between 250 and 300,000 calls a year. So really, you're doubling that if you put that back on the 911 system. And you can imagine the kind of staffing that would require in order to keep that busy signal from not occurring when people actually are dialing 911 and we're having to answer all those calls at the 911 number.
And you just mentioned it. In order to handle those calls, you have to have the staffing. Well, without this initiative, there's no money for that staffing.
Correct. And so Crime Check's a great example of one of the priority funding pieces to this proposition and the maintenance of it. The other thing is, as you mentioned, the Alert Spokane, what some people would refer to back in the day as the reverse 911 system. It's really a system that allows 911, allows us as leaders in the community, public safety leaders, to alert our community to a variety of things, weather issues, fire issues, law enforcement issues, train derailments, anything that we want to get out to the masses in a way that is immediate, that reaches them on their cell phones, reaches them on their home phones, comes through that system. Our current system has timed out. It is at the end of its lifespan and is not being supported anymore. So this county needs a new up-to-date system, and this proposition would allow that to occur early in 2018 if the proposition were to pass and be continued. So one of the other things, Ozzie, that it allows us to do is to continue to work on our CAD systems. We have a new state-of-the-art CAD on the police side here in Spokane County that went into service in October. That CAD is very robust, and it's going to allow, as we continue to build it out, the police departments and the sheriff's officers and others to be more effective in the way they respond and the information they get in the field. Next gen 911, this CAD will allow those pictures and photos and things like that to be directly transmitted to the 911 center and potentially back to the units in the field, such as your officers that are out there. So this new CAD will require a lot of support, a lot of technology work to keep it up to date. And this proposition supports that, the continuance of that also. There's still some expansion needed on the radio side in the county. There's 22 towers, as you mentioned. A lot of them were failing, and we put up new towers in. And there's really good coverage throughout the county right now with the radio system that we've created. But there still are some areas that are difficult and challenging for us to get to. So we do need to continue to look at our engineering and how we're covering the areas of the county and make sure that we have excellent coverage wherever we're at in the county. Because the last thing we want is to have a deputy like one of yours out in the field in a remote area in the county and not be able to communicate because in a dead spot, he or she's in a dead spot in the radio system.
And that works the same way for a wildland firefighter. You don't want a wildland firefighter not being able to communicate during those type of situations. So the coverage aspect is things we're going to continue to work on. But you mentioned it earlier that it's not just the towers. It's the things that hang on the towers. Mm-hmm. And that all has a life cycle. It is heavy, heavy technology driven, and that technology has a life cycle. The system's life cycles are anywhere from 10 to 15 years. The radios that we carry on our hip or in the vehicle, they have life cycles of anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and they are very expensive to replace. So this is going to give us the ability to maintain that system, maintain the equipment that we need to have. And you mentioned next generation 911. Without this technology that we have in the radio system, next generation 911 really doesn't run effectively. The radio system and 911 have become so intertwined that it's very, well, you can't really break it apart. And then the next phase of that is what is referred to as OneNet. And OneNet is a block of cellular data infrastructure and bandwidth that has been dedicated to public safety. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be coming into fruition. The projection is around August of this year. The funding and all that, and the plans should be approved by the governor. That system is going to extremely enhance our ability to serve the public and to better communicate with the public and with ourselves. You mentioned interoperability, and folks, if you don't really understand what that word means, I'll take you back to 9/11, when those towers were on fire, and we all know that fire and police at that time could not communicate together because separate systems. And that really hampered the efforts that day. Well, that's the way it was at that time in our nation's history. Fire and police really could not communicate. I remember standing out on a fire line blocking traffic when I was a deputy. I could literally see the firefighter about a quarter mile away, but I could not talk to him. I couldn't warn him what I was seeing, and he couldn't tell me what he was seeing. That doesn't happen anymore because we have the technology now, because you graciously passed this initiative in 2008, that we can talk to each other now. We have the ability to take that situation, put it on a separate channel where everybody can communicate back and forth, and we know what's going on real time. It's much more effective, and it better serves you. So everything that we're doing in this project, it leads to better public safety. It leads to better safety for you, the citizen, and it leads to better safety for the firefighter, the officer, and the deputy out in the field. We, at times, struggle to remember that there's not a lot of money out there for these type of systems. As a matter of fact, this 110th is the only dedicated fund given to counties to maintain this type of infrastructure. There is no other fund for that. This is the only dedicated fund for this purpose. And, that's where it becomes really important for us to make sure that funding remains in place so we can continue to bring that service to you. Brian, we talked a lot about some of the different aspects, but what is the net effect, if you will, if this isn't renewed?
Well, I think what you would see, Sheriff, is we will see the system will continue to operate. The problem is, as it starts to age, and that will happen rapidly in the technology side especially, we will not be able to, we will struggle to keep up with the updates and the changes that need to occur. At some point in time, we'll fall far enough behind to where the system becomes inoperable or very, very much compromised in terms of its capabilities. And in the long run, I think you end up back where you were prior to 2008, and the $40 million investment into this radio system infrastructure that was made in 2008. I think you roll right back, you're headed quickly back toward where you were prior to this thing. And so that means interoperability is compromised. I think it means a less safe environment for our firefighters and police officers. I think it's a less safe environment for the public in general.
Not to mention the fact that funding for Crime Check is a major part of this this tax that that we have. Roughly $1.3 million is taken from the funds to just pay the delta, not the entire Crime Check cost. With this renewal, the entire cost will be covered, and we'll be able to maintain our ability to take those reports, know what's going on in our community. And I can tell you, folks, it is so important that you report crime. Even if you don't think that we're going to be able to do anything with it, even you go, look, I have no suspects, I really didn't see anything, you know, why should we report this? Because there's really nothing you can do about it. The thing is, you report it, we know that it happened. And when that is really important to us, in that that shows up in our crime statistics and our crime analysis of neighborhoods. And if we only see one vehicle prowling, that happens. But in reality, that night, there were 20 vehicle prowlings and only one person decided to report it. We don't know that your neighborhood's having that problem then. We can't send resources to identify who did this and stop it. It is really important, especially going into the future, because as we've noticed and mentioned, that we have right now the ability to receive these things. In the future, we're heading towards a real-time crime center, which means this for you. As those calls are coming in, as you report that crime, in real time, it will be populated on a board, and our analyst will be able to quickly determine, we have a problem developing over in the Glenrose area. We need to shift resources there and find out what's going on. With that type of information, we will be able to catch those who are victimizing you in a very much of a shorter amount of time. Therefore, we'll have less victims that these suspects can victimize. One of the other aspects, and if you wouldn't mind talking just briefly about it, is just how important is the Alert Spokane type system, especially in a fire, wildland fire situation?
Well, it's critical to be able to communicate with folks. And let's take the wildland situation where you have a fast-moving interface fire that's burning and maybe threatening homes or threatening properties and people's lives. Those are often very fast-evolving, moving events that need... we need the ability to communicate ahead of where those issues are occurring and move people into out of harm's way and into a safe area. It allows us to evacuate mass amounts of people, communicate with them where we want them to go, what to do with their pets and their livestock and other things that need to be moved out of harm's way. So we... That's just one instance of when we need to be able to look at a certain geographical area, look at our incident and say, okay, it's going to be here in a few minutes. Let's notify these folks and get them out of the way. So on the ground level, your folks, the police officers that are out there can help us move those folks to a place where they can get shelter and take care of their belongings and their pets and livestock and other things like that. That's one example. Rail emergencies are another example of that, where we want to move mass amounts of people. Really, anytime you have a big event, ice storm, where you want to communicate with your public at large, it's important to have a way to do that. And a modern way to do that, where most people are carrying cell phones, you need a system that's capable of doing that.
Real quickly, when's the ballot measure, when is this election going to take place?
So April 27 is the election date. The ballots should hit the mailboxes early April, between the 5th and the 10th. And so we would ask folks to look at look for those in the mail, and exercise your right as a citizen in this country to vote one way or another on it.
I appreciate you coming in and talking about this issue with us. Folks, I can tell you that we've done a lot of work in this arena. We've built a very good infrastructure for our communication. We brought Crime Check back. Matter of fact, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to the state of Washington in our ability to communicate. It's my hope that you'll help us stay in that position. This is Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich with the Sheriff's Report. Have a good day.
The Sheriff's Report is a joint production of SpokaneTalksOnline.com and KTW 630 AM and 96.5 FM, which are solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Have a safe day.
Over and out.